What comes off of the corn? You have to take something.
The silk.
Uh huh. And on the outside.
And the husk.
Uh huh.
You have to husk it and then get the silk off.
Mm-hmm. What usually comes with a Mexican dinner? There's two things.
Well, frijoles always.
Uh-huh.
And rice.
Mm-hmm. What are frijoles, basically? What?
They're beans.
Uh-huh. And what is a brown vegetable that grows under the ground?
Brown.
And sometimes you bake them.
Oh, potato?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I never know whether to call them a vegetable. I guess they are.
Yeah, they're a vegetable. Yeah.
How about a red vegetable that the Russians use in borscht?
Beets.
Uh-huh. And what do we spread on toast that is fruity?
That we spread on toast that's what?
Fruity, like has fruit in it, or
oh.
Has a fruit taste.
Well, they're jellies,
mm-hmm.
Jelly.
Marmalade.
What?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Jam.
Uh-huh. Yeah. What grows in the woods and looks like a little umbrella? Little things.
Mushrooms.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about the ones that are inedible? What do you call those?
Toadstools.
Okay. What do you call dried meat?
Jerky.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's another kind of partially dried meat that you might make a cream sauce with and spread on bread. Do you know what that is called? It's
yeah,
a flaked...
Yeah. I used to use it all the time.
I don't even think they make it anymore.
No, you're right. It's an imitation. We used to call it dried beef. It's not corned beef. Corned beef is a different
mm-hmm.
product. But you used to get it in the little bottles.
Uh-huh.
And it was very salty.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, one of my favorite, I'm the breakfast cook, and I've been for years. That was one of them was the, it's been so long since I've done that. But you pour hot water over that and let that stand, let the, take a little jar of that beef and put hot water on it and kind of take the salt out and then drain the water off. And put it in the skillet with a little butter,
mm-hmm.
and then make a cream sauce. Chip beef.
Mm-hmm.
Cream chip
mm-hmm.
beef.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you happen to know what the name of, like a fat pork cured in brine would be?
No, pig's feet, but that's not the...
Well, this is used to, like, flavor
yeah.
soup. It's a just a fat pork.
Oh, yeah. Salt pork.
Uh-huh. And, what about a meat that's made from the jowls and head of a hog? What's that called?
Pig feet used to have those parts too, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of a jelly.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever have head cheese?
I've tasted it. That's not a regular item with us.
Okay.
Never was.
If you wanted to separate a solid from a liquid, but you wanted to keep the liquid, you would put it maybe through a colander. What is that process known as? You'd have to do something to the liquid. What are you doing to it?
Strain it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, what would you call a very thin milk?
Skim milk.
Okay, have you ever heard of Blue John?
Yeah, my grandparents used to refer to it as Blue John.
That refer to skim milk as Blue John?
Right.
Uh-huh. And why was that?
Where?
Why?
Why?
No, why, yeah.
Well, because it has a definite blue tinge to it.
Uh-huh,
yeah.
Uh-huh. What would you call milk that's just beginning to turn?
Sour milk.
Okay.